We just saw the world premiere of Locked In, starring Eliza Dushku.
And Ben Barnes.
Don't know who that is.
He was Prince Caspian. Right. Chronicles of Narnia.
Was he the father character?
Yeah, he was the main character.
He was... I see, okay. Anyway. So, this movie is about this family that gets into this horrible car accident. Mm-hmm. And then the daughter is locked in. I mean, locked in. Like, she gets locked in syndrome, like in The Diving Bell and the Butterfly.
Except worse.
Where she... What do you mean, except worse?
Well, like, a worse portrayal of it.
A worse portrayal. Yeah, okay, yeah. I thought you like, her condition was worse.
Yeah.
So, the movie was shot entirely in Boston. I want to say it looked good.
Yeah,
it looked good.
Here's the thing. Because it starts off with them getting in a car accident. And they're driving through whatever, like, 90 is towards the airport. Down the HOV lane.
Yeah.
And I've driven down there before, and I've always been so paranoid of that one lane stretch of highway that I was going to get in an accident. And I feel like that's the single thing that inspired this movie, that someone else drove down there and was like, wow, I really feel like I'm going to get in a car accident right now.
Yeah, and from then, that, from there that came this 70-minute movie called Locked In. Anyway, the movie I thought was really bad.
Yeah, Dave walked out about, I'm going to say... graciously 30 minutes in.
Yeah, it was about 30 minutes and I walked out.
Little did you know that was halfway through the movie.
And it evoked like elements of other much better movies, including The Diving Bell and the Butterfly, and a movie called Stay, starring Ewan McGregor and Ryan Gosling.
I need to see that movie. I didn't even know there was a movie with the two of them in it.
Yeah, well, that movie is a lot... I mean, there's a lot of problems with that movie, but
Question,
it's a lot better.
Does that movie have... Eliza Dushku's tits looking really great in it?
No, it does not.
So that's the only point towards
seeing this
movie.
The only reason you should see Locked In is because Eliza Dushku apparently has spectacular looking breasts in this film.
She does. For like half a second. It's not that long.
But you know what really... Why I really wanted to audio blog about this is because... when you see a spectacularly bad movie, it really makes you appreciate how hard it is to make a movie. You know, when we see like a bad movie, it's like, that's pretty bad, but at least it had like the basic elements of a good movie, you know, like a script and, you know, a cinematographer and a director and actors, you know. This movie, what was so bad about this movie? I think the script was really terrible.
It was all over the place. You really hadn't, like, even...
The sound in the theater was really bad, too. I couldn't hear half of what was going on.
Yeah, Stewart Street Playhouse lost major points tonight for first starting their screening half an hour late and then having the actors that were supposed to show up bail on it because it was so bad.
Yeah, they started half an hour late, the actors were supposed to show up.
And having no one applaud at the end of the movie.
I don't think that's a Stewart Street Playhouse thing. I think that's a Boston Film Festival thing. Oh, no one applauded at the end?
No one applauded.
I heard a little bit of clapping.
Yeah, I think someone tried to, but that was like when the credits were halfway
through.
They
really went for it.
And I'm pretty sure the director was in the audience too, so even he didn't clap for
his movie.
Oh,
he didn't clap for his own movie. Well, that's kind of like bad taste.
Yeah.
But a lot of the script had people just saying what they thought. Okay, I think the best...
And the acting was not...
The acting was okay. I felt like if they had been given a better script and direction, they could do a good job. But I think the best part, like, the thing that captures, like, the entire movie for me is this scene when the husband gets back home and the wife knows that he's cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's, like, in a bathtub, naked, being shot from a very... Like, for some reason, there's a bathtub in the middle of this room.
Yeah, they never explained that.
They never explained, I guess, because of that. Anyway.
No, I think that was their actual house.
Okay. And then she gets up.
It was very American Beauty.
She gets up and she's like... I can't believe you did this. I trusted you. It was like, this is not what real dialogue is like in the real world.
Yeah.
Who would ever say that?
And I'm sorry, Sarah Romer did not. I don't even think I've seen her in anything else, but I was just kind of stunned by how, like, what bad just delivery she had overall.
What was the guy's job? Like, everyone thought he was famous?
I don't even know. They didn't. They never explained that.
Everyone
he was
supposed
like, to be
some
big
shot. Oh, you're so awesome. And I'm like, what does he do? Is he a football player or something?
No, the scene that you missed is there's this thing with he confronts Eliza Dushku after he's had this affair with her or whatever. And this is the boob scene. And she goes, she's trying to seduce him and stuff. And she was like, and then he's like, I'm not interested. And she was like, what? So you just fucked me? And he's like, no, I fucked the life. And then she smacks and he walks away.
Man.
And she starts flipping out. But that was...
That sounds awesome.
That pretty much sums
I'm
up
sad,
that movie.
Now I'm sad I walked out of that movie halfway through it.
And then sat outside and did nothing.
Sat outside and read for the rest of the time. Yeah. Eliza Dushku, though, I thought was pretty good. You know?
Oh, she did her same thing. Like, she did her same thing she always does.
Let's just say she's come a long way since True Lies. You know?
She grew up. She filled out. I don't know what else
That's
to
exactly
say.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Sin City style, baby. That's exactly what I'm saying. She's like the Jessica Alba character in Sin City. Exactly.
I had talked to her when she was filming this in Boston, and the way she talked of this movie is the only reason that I stuck the whole way through. And then about 20 minutes in, I was like, wait, I think I know what's going on. When there weren't really any signs of it, and then by the end
of the
movie...
Are you going to give away the twist?
No, I'm not going to give away the twist, because I feel like anyone with half a brain is going to figure it out 20 minutes in. I'm not the smartest... Like I can't always figure out what the twist...
Here's the problem, is that the movie is so... So there is a twist at the end of the movie.
Yeah.
But I feel like the movie is so poorly made that there's no way you could actually...
But, like, I feel like part of...
You can't mistake, like, hints. You would mistake, like, hints of what the ending is for... Just, like, the movie sucking.
Honestly, I think that they tried to use... Sorry, there's an ambulance or something, audio boo listeners. But they try... I feel like the twist at the end is an excuse for how, like, crappily put together the movie is, because you didn't stay long enough to see, like, the chronology go completely out of whack and, like, just, like... Right. But the entire film just didn't make sense, but I feel like you could justify that by being like, oh, but the twist, this happened.
Yeah.
But no, it was just badly put together.
The one thing that I did like about the movie is it looked good. Like, I thought it evoked a sense of Boston really well.
That opening crash, though, was so horny. I'm sorry.
Whatever. It's a low-budget movie. I can forgive that. I can't forgive the horrendous script, though. You know what I mean? Like, I can forgive, like, bad special effects, but if the script is, you know...
At least they went for it.
What do you mean? Define went for it.
Like, I mean, they had an interesting concept, and I feel like tried to put it across as good as they could, but it just didn't work.
There's a scene in the movie where the father, like, goes to his daughter's bedside while she's, like, locked in, and, like, starts begging her to talk, and I just can't imagine, like, it's, like, the worst thing you can do, you know, like...
Especially if she's, like, conscious.
Yeah, if she's conscious and locked in, and the father's like, please just talk. And then she's like, wow, I really want to talk, but I can't. And you're torturing me by saying this. Like, wow, this is the worst portrayal of locked-in syndrome I've ever seen. And I've seen the Law & Order episode featuring locked-in syndrome. Okay? So, anyway. The movie's Locked In. Stars Eliza Dushku.
And Ben Barnes. Who Dave Chen just found out who
world
he was.
Premiere at the Boston Film Festival.
I really hope that this audio boo does not affect it getting distribution in the future. But I have a feeling
I don't know, Terry. We are the only people, we are among the 50 people in the audience in the theater of 200 people that
conversation
saw.
Overheard at before the movie started. Oh, this says it's sold out, right? Yeah, we said it's sold out, but it's not sold out.
Oh, my God. That's horrible. Yeah, the theater was kind of empty.
At the same time,
conversation overheard after the movie. Wow, that was great. I love that.
Was that when the director walked out
with his posse around it? It was like, yeah, people really genuinely enjoyed it. I guess the mind does do things to adapt to things, like the fact that they just sat 80 minutes through Locked In. Just like the person's mind in the movie was doing adapting too. In a sense, maybe that is the message of the movie, that, you know, like,
this is
maybe it's a brilliant movie.
Maybe it is.
You know, where there's this whole meta level of, like, your mind, you convince yourself that the movie's good or else to adapt, to survive.
I mean, I could have died during those 70 minutes, and I don't know where I'm going with that.
Yeah, okay. Well, the movie's locked in. Stars Elias Dushku, Boston Film Festival. We were among the first people to see it, and I hope the director doesn't listen to this, but I think they probably will.